George Wythe of Virginia. Virginia's George Wythe spent only about a year in the Continental Congress, never aspired to any other national office, and played a minor role in the Constitutional Convention. But he made a deep impress on legal education in the nation and strongly influenced the government and jurisprudence of his state. A brilliant classical scholar and the first professor of law in an American college, he instructed scores of young lawyers. Included among them were Thomas Jefferson, James Monroe, John Marshall, and Henry Clay. Wythe was born in 1726, the second of three children on his father's plantation on the Back River in Elizabeth City County, Virginia, within the confines of present Hampton. He lost his parents at an early age and grew up under the guardianship of his older brother Thomas. George acquired a knowledge of the classics from his well-educated mother before her death, and he probably attended for a time a grammar school operated by the College of William and Mary. Wythe's brother later sent him to Prince George County to read law under an uncle. In 1746, at the age of 20, he joined the bar, moved to Spotsylvania County, and became associated with a lawyer there. In December 1747, he married his partner's sister, but she succumbed the next year. In 1754, Lieutenant Governor Robert Dinwiddie appointed him as an acting colonial attorney general, a position he held for a few months and which likely required that he spend some time in Williamsburg. The next year, Wythe's brother died and he inherited his birthplace. He chose, however, to live in Williamsburg in the house that his new father-in-law, an architect, designed and built for him and his betrothed, whom he married about 1755. Their only child died in infancy. At Williamsburg, Wythe immersed himself in further study of the classics and the law and achieved accreditation by the colonial Supreme Court. Like his father, he served in the House of Burgesses the mid-1750s until 1775, first as a delegate, and after 1769, as clerk.